English Workbook 6B. Copyright Oxford University Press China Limited and Shanghai Primary and Secondary Kindergarten Curriculum Reform Commission 2015. Published by Shanghai Education Publishing House.
英语练习册六年级下册上海教育出版社出版。
Module 1. Changes and Differences. Unit 1. You and Me. Listen and Match. 1. Terry is 140 centimeters tall. He likes football. He usually goes to the park and plays football with his friends.
2. Tim is a big boy. He's 150 centimeters tall and weighs 55 kilograms. He doesn't like doing exercise. He likes watching TV at home.
3. This is Ken. He's 180 centimeters tall. He weighs 75 kilograms. He's a basketball fan. He can play basketball very well.
4. This is Bob. He's not fat. He only weighs 38 kilograms. He likes running in the playground.
Listen and judge. 1. How much do you weigh, Greg? I weigh 55 kilograms. How about you, Tom? I weigh 45 kilograms. 2. Do you like playing tennis, Kate?
Yes, I do. But my favorite sport is football. I'm a football fan.
3. How do you go to work, Terry? Do you often ride your bicycle to work?
No, I don't. I usually go to work by underground. It's fast. 4. Is there a theatre near your home, Kelly?
No, there isn't. But there's a cinema near my home. I sometimes see films there with my family.
5. Do you like your life in the countryside, Grandma Lee?
Oh, yes. I think life in the countryside is wonderful. It's quiet, and the air is fresh.
6. What are the farmers doing there, Mr. Johnson?
They're planting crops. They'll feed the animals in the afternoon. 2. Changes in our lives. Listen, choose, and write. 1. Mr. Chen works at home. He uses a computer to write books.
2. Ms. Johnson's job is to take photos. She always uses a digital camera. She can see the photos right away.
3. Mr. Feng and his wife work on a farm. They work hard and enjoy their lives.
4. Mrs. Tang cleans the street with a broom 5 days a week. She wants to have a street sweeper in the future.
Listen and write. 1. In the past, Lily drove to work. It was fast. Now she goes to work by bike. It's good for her health and the environment.
2. Lisa's family was poor 5 years ago, but they had a happy life. They worked very hard. Now they are not poor, but the busy life makes them unhappy.
3. In the past, Jack had a big dream and many wishes. He worked very hard. Now his big dream comes true.
4. Harry was a photographer 10 years ago. He visited a lot of places and took many beautiful photos. Now he's a writer. He wants to write some books about different places.
3. Our school in the future. Listen and tick. 1. You don't have to carry your computer, Jill. There are computers at school.
2. We'll plant more trees in the city. It'll be good for the air.
3. What are the students doing over there? Are they having a picnic?
No, they're having a PE lesson.
4. In the future, students will study online. They'll have lessons with students from other countries. Listen and judge. 1. What changes would you like to see in our school, Sally?
I'd like to have less homework. Then I'll have more time for reading. That'll be great. 2. There'll be a play in the school theater. Would you like to go with me, Ben?
I'd like to, but I'm going to watch a basketball match with Jerry. 3. In the future, students will have lessons under the sea, or even on high mountains, I think.
Really, Joe? That's amazing.
4. I'm Bob. I want to be an astronaut in the future. I'll fly a spaceship and go to space. I'll grow some plants there.
5. What's wrong with you, Judy? I have a headache, Wendy. I'm sorry to hear that. You should go to see the doctor. I hope you'll get better soon. Thank you. 6. Hello, Terry. How's your project, Our School in the Future?
It's okay. My classmates have a lot of wishes.
What changes would they like to see?
Some students would like to have online lessons at home.
That's cool.
2. Work and play. Listen and tick. 1. I'm going to paint some oil paintings.
Here are some brushes for you.
2. Can I help you?
I need some paints, please.
3. Which dress do you like?
I like the one on the right. It's so nice.
4. Kitty is unhappy because she can't paint well.
5. Leonardo da Vinci is a great artist. He painted
the Mona Lisa.
6. Why are you unhappy all the time?
Because I always feel so bored.
Listen and judge.
1. Where are you going tomorrow, Space Boy?
I'm going to the Insect Museum. What about you, Sky Girl?
I'm going to an art museum.
2. Which brush do you want, Sky Girl?
I want the thick one.
Oh, I see. The one on the left.
3. Watch carefully, Space Boy. Can you find the differences?
Oh, no. It's too difficult for me. 4. Who's he, Sky Girl?
He's a famous artist. He can paint very well. He's good at oil painting.
5. What did you do yesterday, Sky Girl?
I took a drawing lesson. I drew a picture of my family. 6. Which cap do you like, Space Boy?
I don't know. Blue is my favorite color.
Do you like the blue one on the right?
No, I think it's too small. 5. Crafts. Listen and match. 1. Alice has a lovely puppet. Her friend Kitty gave it to her. Kitty made it with some paper, some string, and some cloth.
2. Peter wants to make a paper lantern. He needs some paper and a candle too. It is a New Year's gift for Paul.
3. Joe made the bookmark by himself. He made it with a card and some crayons.
4. There was a pair of socks and some string on the table. Sally's mother is making a sock snowman with them. Sally likes the snowman.
Listen and circle.
What are you making, Space Boy?
I'm making a jack-o'-lantern mask.
How do you make it?
First, use a pencil to draw a face on the paper plate. Next, cut out the eyes, nose, and mouth with a pair of scissors. Then color the face with crayons. Finally, stick a string on each side with the tape. Now you can put on this funny face.
Question: what does Space Boy need?
Unit 6. PE Lessons. Listen and circle.
1. Do you like playing basketball, Joe?
Yes, I do. 2. Let's play football together after school this Thursday, Tom. Okay, Terry. 3. My name is John. My favorite activity in PE lessons is the high jump.
4. Is Peter good at running short races?
No, he isn't. He's good at running long races. 5. How often do you have English class, Jill?
We have an English class every day.
Listen and choose. 1. What's your favorite sport?
I like playing basketball and football. How about you, Danny?
Oh, I don't like playing any ball games.
Question. What's Danny's favorite sport? Make a guess.
2. Would you like to join a club?
That's a good idea.
I like reading and swimming. I'd love to join the swimming club. What about you, May?
I like painting pictures. I want to join an art club.
Question. What does Eddie like doing? 3. Alice, do some warm-up exercises before you go into the water.
Yes, Mr. Wong. After that, can I swim?
Yes, of course.
Question. Where is Alice? 4. Danny often plays football after school. Yes, he plays every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoon. He looks healthy and strong.
Question. What does Danny often play? 3. Things we do. Unit 7. Helping others. Workbook, page 38.
练习册第38页.
Listen and match. 1. Hello, Jill. What did you do yesterday?
A tourist got lost. I helped her find her way. 2. Peter, did you see my dog?
Yes, it was near the gate 15 minutes ago.
3. I'm Kitty. I like bees. Their work helps flowers and people.
4. Alice can't find her cousin in the park. She's going to ask the gatekeeper. Maybe he saw her.
5. How can you help old people, Joe?
I can give my seat to them on the bus. Listen and choose. 1. Can we help you?
2. Can I ask you a question?
3. What does your rabbit look like?
4. Did you see Joe?
5. How can you help your mum? Unit 8. Reading signs. Listen and number. 1. Look at that sign. It means look out for animals.
2. Please don't smoke here. It may start a fire.
3. People are seeing a film. We should keep quiet.
4. You shouldn't walk on the grass. Look at that sign.
Oh, I see.
5. The sign tells us we cannot swim here. The water is deep.
I'm sorry.
6. We must look out for children when we drive past the school.
Listen and choose. 1. What does the sign mean?
2. Why can't I smoke here?
3. Can I swim in this river?
4. Are there any animals here?
5. Where's the bus station? 9. Reusing things. Listen and tick. 1. Is this a vase?
No, it's a water bottle.
2. Look at this cola can. It's tall and thin.
Yes, we can put some flowers in it.
3. I need a bigger envelope. It's not the right size.
4. I want to make some new pen holders.
You can reuse these plastic bottles. Cut them open. Listen and match.
Don't throw away these things. We can reuse them.
How?
Look at this old bottle. It can be a pen holder. It's just right for my color pencils.
All right, we'll keep it then.
This can is short and round. We can grow some plants in it.
Okay.
We can write on the other side of this envelope. We can draw a no eating sign on it.
What about these old clothes?
We can give them to Grandma. She can make new dolls with them. We can make a toy car with these old CDs. They will make good wheels.
Workbook, page 51.
练习册第51页.
Module 4. Things we enjoy. Unit 10. Great Storybooks. Listen and number. 1. Do you know the story Cinderella?
Yes, it's a famous fairy tale. It's from Grimm's Fairy Tales.
2. Hans Christian Andersen was born in 1805. He was a famous Danish writer. He wrote the story, The Ugly Duckling.
3. What an interesting story. I learnt a lot from it. It's a fable. You can read the book Aesop's Fables. You'll like it.
4. The Grimm brothers collected a lot of stories. The Wolf and the Seven Kids is one of them. It's interesting.
5. My favorite story is The Little Mermaid. It's a fairy tale. You can find it in Andersen's Fairy Tales.
Listen and judge.
1. Would you please give me that book, Alice? There are 3 books. Which one do you want, Kitty? Andersen's Fairy Tales. 2.
Mom, can you read me a story?
Okay, Penny. How about Little Red Riding Hood?
Great! I like that one.
3. What's your favorite storybook, George?
I like Grimm's Fairy Tales. It's an interesting storybook. 4. Do you like fairy tales, Mrs. Lee?
Yes, but I like fables more. I can learn something from fables. 5. Take off your scarf, Danny. It's warm inside.
Okay, Mum.
6. It's your turn to play this game, Peter.
Okay, I'm sure I can win.
I don't think so. Let's see.
Unit 11. Western Festivals. Listen and number. 1. It's a festival in the US. Children give presents to their grandparents on that day. They also show love to them.
2. This festival comes in December. Children wait for presents from Father Christmas.
3. Children get candy from their neighbors on this festival. They make jack-o'-lanterns too.
4. It's a festival in March or April. It comes in spring. Children eat chocolate eggs.
5. This is a US festival. It's on the 4th Thursday in November. People usually eat turkey.
6. This festival comes in May. It's on the 2nd Sunday of May. People show love to their moms.
Listen and circle.
1. What are you doing, Terry?
I'm making a jack-o'-lantern. Halloween is coming.
Let me help you.
Thanks a lot.
2. Did you get presents this Christmas, Danny?
Of course. I got a new toy car. It's super.
That's cool.
3. What's your favorite festival, Jenny?
Guess it's in winter.
Is it Christmas?
No, it's Thanksgiving.
4. Would you please light this candle and put it inside the orange?
Okay. Wow, this jack-o'-lantern is cool.
And it looks funny too. Its mouth is so big.
5. Why did you laugh at that poor man, Eddie?
He's not poor. He's an actor. He's making funny faces.
Really? He acts so well.
6. When's your birthday, Nancy?
It's on the 7th of July.
What do you usually do on your birthday?
I usually have a birthday party with my family and friends.
12. The 5 P's. Listen and circle. One by one, 6 P's flew into the sky and fell into different places. Where are they now? 1. The first P fell into a swimming pool. Some students are doing warm-up exercises. They're having a swimming lesson.
2. The second pea fell into a classroom. Look, some students are making model planes. They are using scissors, tape, and glue.
3. The third pea fell in the school garden. There are some workers. They're putting up some signs in the garden.
4. The fourth pea fell into an art room. The teacher and the students are talking about famous paintings. They are looking at an oil painting.
5. The fifth pea hit a window and fell on the ground. A chicken ate it.
6. The sixth pea fell into a yard. It grew into a plant with some green leaves.